When the musician Prince died suddenly last week, his sister says he left no will. His estate may be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Today, his sister asked a Minnesota state court to appoint a special administrator to oversee it. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, no matter who the heirs turn out to be, they will face some tough choices.
Prince always had an aura of mystery. His death at 57 is only added to the puzzle. The cause of his death is unknown, and so is the exact size of his estate. His only surviving full sibling, Tyra Nelson, said in court papers that Prince had no known will and no known children. And then there's the mystery of how fans will access his music in the future. If you are a Prince fan, when news of his death broke, you probably went to YouTube or Spotify looking for your favorite songs. And you were disappointed. Prince didn't like the way those streaming services paid artists. He can only be found on the artist-run streaming service Tidal, which has no free tier. Hundreds of thousands of fans turned to Amazon or iTunes to do it the old-fashioned way. Download. But downloads as a way to consume music are fading. Casey Ray, the CEO of the Future of Music Coalition, says new generations won't get a chance to know Prince unless his work appears where the fans are.
If the format is something that is not used by, you know, a majority of like younger people, because that's the generation you're always aiming at, then they're not going to find you. It'd be like saying, yeah, Casey, you could go listen to Led Zeppelin, but it's only on Wire Recorder.
Wire Recorder? Its heyday was in the late 1940s. Prince had big fights over distribution in the 1990s with Warner Brothers. He couldn't use his own name and painted Slave on his face when he performed. But in 2014, Prince struck a deal with Warner Brothers. He got ownership of his catalog. Warner Brothers continues to license his music. Lee Phillips, an attorney who represented Prince for 12 years, says usually labels have a broad clause to cover distribution over new technologies.
Knowing Prince, he probably would not have agreed to such a clause, in which event he would have retained control for new innovations, new technology that go beyond what is now in existence.
And that is likely to leave his heirs wondering. Questions about where to put Prince's music are likely to go beyond streaming services. In 2012, fans were amazed when the deceased rapper Tupac Shakur seemed to appear on stage to do a duet with Snoop Dogg. It was a hologram. That kind of use triggers a lot of rights, says Matthew Moore, an intellectual property attorney. It could be that Warner Brothers still owns some rights to Prince's music.
And then you've got presumably the estate, who's not only interested in all of it as at least a royalty recipient, if not a rights holder in those, but also in his likeness and his image.
Rights to an image vary state by state. Moore says in Minnesota, it's not clear what happens when someone dies. He thinks court fights are likely, especially with an estate like Prince's, which may well grow as songs are re-released and new ones come out of the vault. But it's likely to come down to what the heirs believe Prince thought was important. That kind of decision-making is something that Jeff Jampol knows well. He handles the estates of Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, and The Doors' lead singer Jim Morrison.
You can never really say what an artist would think or would do. You can only say what he said or did.
Throughout the course of Prince's career, he said many things about technology, including the internet was over. But ultimately, Jampol says in figuring out where to put the music of a deceased artist, he always thinks about how to maintain the magic they had when they were alive.
If you take great art and serve it carefully and authentically, that the revenue streams come right along with it.
And in the case of Prince, there is most likely a lot of artistic magic and money to be made. Laura Seidel, NPR News.